It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Well, in our marine weather forecast, we have a broad area of low pressure remaining over the northeastern Pacific through today. A much stronger low from coastal British Columbia will approach our waters on Thursday, which may bring gale force winds, and then we have a less active weather pattern in store for the weekend. We have gale watch from this evening through Thursday evening, and today's weather, marine weather, includes south winds, 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20, rising 15 to 20 with gusts to 25 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the south, 4 feet high at 5 seconds apart. Northwest swells 3 feet high at 8 seconds. Scattered showers in the morning, then showers likely in the afternoon. And today we're going to talk a little bit about safety on the river and about what a ship channel is and where the one is here in the river that the big ships use and why it's important to know where it is. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. And reminder that if you'd like to see the ship schedule in its entirety, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net and also on the Ship Report Facebook page. But our first inbounder of the day is the ATB Reliance. She's coming in the afternoon from Ferndale, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum there. She's delivering it to Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 8:30 p.m. The C-SPAN Raider is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed to Astoria's fuel dock. And I think she's going to be picking up a barge that is anchored off Astoria. But she'll be at that fuel dock by about 10 p.m. We have the MSC Arica arriving from Seattle, headed for Portland. She's a container ship bringing containers into the port of Portland. Passing Astoria around 10:30 p.m. She'll be in Portland by about 4:30 a.m. on Thursday. And the Never on Sunday is a bulk carrier arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's going to be picking up potash at the port of Portland. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage by 1 a.m. on Thursday. Well, I was browsing Facebook the other day, and I came across a meme reminding boaters on the river to make way for ships, meaning stay out of the way of ships and tugs and barges. And it occurred to me that while this is certainly a good idea and the law, a lot of people seeing that or reading it might not know what it really means. And it's actually quite important to know what this means if you are on the river in a vessel, especially a recreational vessel or other small boat, whose depth is shallow enough that you don't have to be in the main ship channel, which is quite deep, in order to travel from one place to another. So here's a mysterious thing about the river, something you probably noticed. When you stand on the shoreline or up a hill somewhere and look out over the water, it all looks the same, meaning it all looks like water and you can't tell how deep it is. Now, at low tide around here, we're actually pretty lucky because the water gets so low in the river that you can clearly see the deep ship channel and the mud flats on either side of it. So that's really instructive to help you understand the territory, because with boats, water depth is very important. But for most people, if you don't happen to look at the water at that time of the tidal cycle when it's low, and you just look out on the lower river here, it all looks the same, like one big wide river. And it is, and also it isn't. So for people who are going out on the water, it's very important to know some things about what is happening out there and how you as a boater fit into it, so you can stay safe and not end up in terrible trouble out there, which is certainly possible. So there are a lot of things to consider, like tides and wind and current, but today let's talk about navigational channels and the laws and common sense surrounding them. So you may have heard me say on other Ship Report shows that ships are confined to the ship channel, and other vessels need to stay out of the way of commercial vessels engaged in their work. This means vessels like ships, commercial fishing boats engaged in fishing, pilot boats who are engaged in piloting, tugs and barges, vessels like that, working vessels on the river. There are also rules of the road for the water that dictate who has the right of way in any given situation, but for now, let's just stick to some channel basics. But I think we have to start with understanding this concept. What is a channel, and how do you tell where it is if all the water looks the same? To understand this better, it's good to get hold of a nautical chart of this area, and you can do this easily by Googling nautical chart Lower Columbia River. You'll see some images. Click on one of them. You'll see a navigational chart that is what knowledgeable mariners use to get around on the river safely. It's a map of the river, and it has water depth marked on it, along with a lot of other information, and it also has the buoy locations that mark either side of the ship channel in the river. The channel is clearly marked on the chart according to this rule. Vessels coming into the river in the channel from the ocean have the red buoys on their right and the green buoys on their left. This rule is called red, right, returning, and it is a standard for vessels in waterways in North America when they are returning from the sea to port. The channel, then, is a lane, usually dredged to a safe depth for the vessels that will have to transit it. Our ship channel here on the Columbia is dredged to 43 feet and is 400 feet wide. This is where the big ships go. This is the only place they can go because of their draft. That's how far they extend below the waterline. So if you were in a small boat that only draws a few feet of water, you should stay out of the way of the ships and other commercial vessels in the channel. For a couple of reasons. One, they can run you down and crush you, and also, it's the law. Now, most small vessels have shallow enough draft to be outside the channel and do fine, so as long as there are ships and other commercial vessels in the channel, you should really stay out of it. And if you're fishing, you should not anchor in the ship channel to fish. I know this is a problem for some folks who like to fish where they want. But from the ship's point of view, this is kind of like stopping your car in the middle of the highway and just sitting there. It makes no sense, it's dangerous, and it gives marine pilots gray hairs. This is because ships can take a mile or more to stop in the river, if indeed they can stop at all. And a loaded ship on an ebb tide heading downriver is difficult and dangerous to try and stop. Plus, ships have big blind spots in front of them, so they might not even see you. I know I'm being a little emphatic here, but you get the idea. Just like you wouldn't stop your car on the interstate when a semi was barreling down on you, don't anchor in the ship channel or linger there when there are ships going by. You have lots of other places you can go. They can't. You may also have picked up on the fact that a 700-foot-long ship, which is pretty typical for ships coming in here, cannot turn around in a 400-foot-wide channel. So they can't swerve around you, they can't turn around, and they can't stop easily. Sounds like something to stay away from. Another thing to avoid is getting too close to tugs and barges, especially on bends in the river or the channel. Between the tug and the barge is a big wire cable that can rip your boat in half if you get caught in it. So never go between a tug and a barge. Barges on curves also need room to turn, so stay away from them and give them the room they need. Now, this is probably way more than many people need or perhaps want to know, especially if you aren't likely to be out in a boat. But it's handy to know things about the world around us, where we live or visit, so we can understand what we're seeing out there. Like why the ships always travel so close to the shoreline in Astoria. That's where the ship channel is. And when you hear horns blowing loudly on the river during fishing season, it might be a ship telling someone they are in the way and in danger. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.